You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Rizdahl. With the start of the new year, there will be new minimum wage hikes in lots of places around the country. And I say hikes plural because the new wages are all over the map. They're going up in at least 40 states, cities, and regions, and they'll range from 7 and change all the way up to 13 bucks an hour or more. It is a patchwork quilt of wages, so how will it all come together for businesses and workers? Mitchell Hartman from our bureau at Oregon Public Broadcasting digs in for us.
Congress hasn't raised the federal minimum wage, now $7.25 an hour, since 2009. But many states and localities have. Some of the rates are indexed to inflation or vary by business size or location.
The patchwork effect makes it wildly confusing for employers in these markets to run a business.
Michael Saltzman is with the Employment Policies Institute, which is supported in part by the restaurant industry. He says businesses that can't raise prices will close or move across the border to a state with a lower minimum. But economist William Rogers at Rutgers University doesn't think that's likely to happen very often.
These increases are not large enough to induce businesses moving, particularly in some of these low-wage sectors, restaurants, retail.
And those businesses may actually get a boost from higher spending by those low-wage workers on groceries or clothing. Economist Michael Strain at the American Enterprise Institute agrees there will be winners from a higher local minimum wage, but also losers.
The least skilled, least experienced workers in a city.
Because the low-wage employers that need them are more likely to move out of town, leading to
fewer employment opportunities in the places where they live, higher prices when they go shopping in their neighborhoods.
I asked Constance Palaya, who owns the Motel Del Rogue in rural Grants Pass, Oregon, how she deals with her four housekeeping employees.
We've always paid over the minimum wage. It's not entirely benevolent. It pays off. All of these people have been here for over 2 years.
And she says that's a benefit in a place where it's hard to find workers who will stay around a while. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.